You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello and welcome to your, I'm going to say it, Victory Monday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. Thank goodness. My name is Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Monday, October 18th.
Take it. Mahomes. Oh, right. To Tyreek Hill. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Yeah, the Chiefs walked away from Sunday's game 3-3 back at 500 with their 31-13 win over the Washington football team. The Chiefs entered the halftime locker room trailing 13-10 after three more first-half turnovers, including quite possibly the worst interception of Patrick Mahomes' career. They righted the ship in the second half, finishing the game with over 500 yards of offense and dominating Washington on both sides of the ball through the end of the game. The Chiefs' first half did have some injuries as Tyreek Hill briefly exited the game dealing with a quad injury that held him out of practice all week. He returned in the third quarter and helped lift the Chiefs to victory. We do have some updates to report. Anthony Hitchens left Sunday's game with an elbow injury and he did not return. Unfortunately, the Chiefs also lost a fan favorite tight end Jody Fortson on Sunday with a season-ending Achilles injury. Fortson had carved out a nice role for himself in this offense and actually had two touchdowns on the season. We'll all be rooting for Jody to come back healthy next year.
Kind of a game of two tails here. So I thought the first half, defensively, we played good, solid defense. Offensively, the turnovers. And you know, those things, they get you here. We got to get out of this cycle and get ourselves going. I felt like the second half, we did a good job with that. But listen, defensively, Mike Danett with the fumble, causing the fumble, and then Najarius picking the thing up and digging it out, and then Turk Wharton with the interception. You don't see that very often, but what a move that was. That was tremendous. And then, listen, the second half, I mean, Pat ends up close to 400 yards, and, you know, and Kels 100 and Tyreek 100, and then Darrell Williams, we throw him in there. But that second half, the guys picked it up and, you know, really put themselves to it with a strong mindset. I was proud of them for that.
The Chiefs opened Sunday's contest in Washington looking like they had through the first 5 weeks of the season. A lot of ups and downs through the first two quarters. And as you heard from Andy Reid, the first half was probably the wake-up call this team needed. Patrick Mahomes now has 8 interceptions through 6 games, by far the most he's ever had to this point of the season in his career. The Chiefs do have to solve these turnover issues that have plagued them this year, but on Sunday, they were able to overcome what was a disastrous first-half performance.
That's bad. That's the best way. First off, I dropped the snap trying to get out of there too fast to get it to Darrell, and then I picked it up, was going to try to run outside, and then saw Trav, and then the rest you can kind of see. It was bad, but, I mean, you got to bounce back in this league. It's going to look bad. It's probably being like, oh, come on, man, or something like that. But it's, you got to find a way to win games at the end of the day. Defense got to stop. We were able to go out there and score in the second half and bounce back.
Mahomes was honest when asked about the second interception in this game. The first one slipped through the hands of Tyreek Hill into the arms of old friend Kendall Fuller. But the second one was quite obviously on Mahomes. Now, the team will continue to work on its turnover issues as they turn to next week's contest against a struggling Tennessee Titans team. By the way, if you want to watch those Titans, they're on Monday Night Football tonight against the Buffalo Bills.
I mean, it's definitely it's fun to talk about after. But, I mean, I actually saw the flag. I thought they were holding Kels. And so I rolled to the right, and I threw it across my body to Tyreek. It ended up being a flag on Kels. I haven't seen it. So a little bit more riskier than when I threw it, I guess. I knew there was a chance if I got it to Tyreek because everybody was going to the right side of the field and it was man coverage. And he got the ball, and I mean, it was like N1 mixtape at that point. I mean, I haven't seen it all exactly, but I know at one point he had stopped, and I thought he was out of bounds, and then he kept running. So I know that a lot of crazy stuff was happening out there.
One throw that didn't count was yet another Mahomes highlight special that saw him pull off an impressive crossbody, cross-field throw to Tyreek Hill. Mahomes had some fun discussing the play after the game, and even though it didn't count, we all will remember that one.
The fullback, Burton, to block Williams up front. The redirection! Touchdown, Darrell Williams!
Darrell Williams stepped in for the injured Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and man, did he ever step up. Darrell finished the game with 89 total yards on 24 touches and two huge touchdowns for this Chiefs offense.
Trailing Kansas City 10-6. Gibson again. And the ball popped free. Kansas City's got it. The Chiefs take over. Lejarius Sneed in the right spot.
The Chiefs defense managed to force some turnovers of its own, and this team desperately needs those type of plays. The first was Mike down a forced fumble, recovered by Lejarius Sneed. As it turns out, both players were taken by the Chiefs in the 2020 NFL draft. Dana continues to look impressive and might just be the Chiefs' best defensive lineman, at least until Chris Jones makes it back healthy. If you didn't see it, you gotta see it. The other turnover the Chiefs had might just be one of the most impressive interceptions you will ever see a defensive lineman pull off.
Heineke, intercepted! How about that play? From Tershawn Wharton.
With the uncertainty surrounding the return of Chris Jones with that wrist injury, the Chiefs are desperate for anyone along their defensive line to step up. So we're hopeful Dana and Wharton will continue to do just that. The next update, by the way, on Jones should come with Wednesday's injury report.
Well, it was third and long. I think it doesn't matter what play the coach calls. I think as players, you have to execute. And, you know, obviously you have to have formation recognition. You know, you just have to be, you know, sense of urgency. I felt like that was a play that, you know, the whole defense took off, if that makes sense. But obviously, you know, coach is going to call the game. And as players, we have to make it right.
Safety Tyrann Mathieu was noticeably upset on a couple of occasions during the game. One was a 3rd-and-16 screenplay that went for a first down to Washington running back J.D. McKissic. And a second was a 39-yard broken coverage touchdown by former Chief Ricky Seals-Jones. Now, it's refreshing to hear Mathieu be so candid about the Chiefs' struggles and their expectations. Hopefully that fire we saw is the thing we'll be able to point to the rest of the year as the defense continues this uphill battle. And one thing I know is we'll have you covered here on the Arrowhead Drive. That's it for this Victory Monday, October 18th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the whole Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. And while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Coming up later today, it's AP Out of Structure as our guys Ron Kopp and Matt Stagner answer your questions in a Chiefs mailbag. As for me, that's a wrap for now. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Wednesday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.